Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. America launches a humanitarian mission to Iraq. Let's get started. American Air Forces tonight have launched a risky new humanitarian mission back into Iraq with tens of thousands of innocent lives on the line. Men, women, children, members of a nearly extinct religious sect, the Yazidis, dying of hunger and thirst on a mountaintop, some just days or hours from death, we're told. Thousands more refugees, many of them Iraqi Christians, on the run. Their largest city now occupied by fighters who gave them an ultimatum: convert to Islam or die. Those fighters, the jihadist militia known as ISIS, on the march, retaking a strategic dam today and closing in on Erbil, which is hosting about 40 American military advisors right now. So with northern Iraq teetering on the brink, President Obama met late today with his national security team. We are now waiting to learn whether the president will speak tonight or not. We have extensive coverage in the hour ahead. Barbara Starr on the plan, Jim Acosta on the president's decision to launch the mission, Jim Sciutto on ISIS, and Ivan Watson on the ground in northern Iraq in Erbil. We begin with Barbara Starr at the Pentagon. So what do we know? What do we know at this hour about the operation?
In Erbil, Anderson, tonight, we can tell you that Iraqi officials are telling us Iraqi air forces have been striking all day at various targets in and around the Erbil area. No U.S. fighter jets involved at this point. The U.S. clearly sharing intelligence with the Iraqis. Why Erbil? Why the concern there? Are those 40 American troops there working as advisors? As ISIS advances on Erbil, you can bet the top concern is the safety of those Americans. The safety of American personnel in Iraq has always been the marker for the president, as you would expect. Their protection, their safety, if that becomes at risk in the hours or days ahead, there will most likely be those airstrikes to try and take out any ISIS threat, protect the Americans, and possibly even evacuate them from the area. We need to be clear, at this hour, none of that has happened, but we are headed towards the prospect of airstrikes as the situation in Erbil deteriorates. Anderson?
The prospect of U.S. airstrikes.
That is correct. If those Americans are at risk and there needs to be a way to protect them, the first line would be clearly a U.S. military action to ensure their safety. And that works a couple of ways. You try and evacuate them, get them out of there, or if it is so dire, you launch U.S. airstrikes against ISIS on the ground. But that is a very difficult target to even identify. It's been the same problem all the way along. You're in an airplane at 30,000 feet. How do you know if those civilians you see on the ground are civilians or are they ISIS fighters? Airstrikes, very, very difficult business.
All right, Barbara.